Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is an update for Monday, 25th of January, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of COVID-19, a total of 38 active cases, none in Nobles. Second dose of the vaccine received by the Manx people today, up to 37 million poured into COVID-19 support schemes. The Manx rally has been cancelled. And what about the cost of Manx gas? All on lockdown 2, day 19. And by the way, has the Tynwald Christmas tree finally been taken down?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Alex Watton.
Faster Mai, there have been no new cases of COVID-19 detected on the island for the seventh day in a row. It also marks day 13 of no evidence of community spread of the virus. It brings the active number of cases to 38. Manx Gas customers are still paying higher prices as the energy company and government have so far failed to sign off a new regulatory deal. It was approved by Tynwald in November to replace the 2015 agreement, but the two sides are still split on the deal. A local charity has praised efforts to reduce the backlog in the Isle of Man's breast service. Over the weekend, the Department of Health and Social Care operated additional clinics. It follows a significant increase in the number of people requiring symptomatic appointments. Further afield, and Boris Johnson has admitted he can't guarantee all children will be back in class by Easter. Under pressure from MPs to give a lockdown exit strategy, the PM, he says he wants schools in England to reopen as fast as possible. Another 592 people have died in the UK within 4 weeks of testing positive for coronavirus. There's also a further 22,195 confirmed daily cases. And Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine is effective against all emerging mutations of the virus that have been detected so far. The jab is due to arrive in the UK in the spring. More than 7 million doses of the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines have now been administered in the UK. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Karamayat, thank you, Alex, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Strong wind warning out in the North Irish Sea. On the island, dry and frosty after dark, then cloudier and milder overnight, minimum 3 degrees. Moderate westerlies come southwesterly will blow. But tomorrow, Jumeirah, Tuesday, cloudy and wet with a strengthening southeasterly in the morning, turning west-southwesterly and decreasing by evening tomorrow. Up to 8 degrees in the daytime, overnight minimum is 5. And Wednesday, Ukraine, cloudy with intermittent rain, then widespread and heavy rain after sunset. Top temperature 8 on Wednesday. High waters at 25 to 10 this evening, low water 3:45 a.m, sunrise 16 minutes past 8. High water is at 8 minutes to 10 tomorrow morning. The Mountain Road remains closed after the Cregna Bar from the Hilbury end, and also closed from Bagaro and Sulby and Ramsey.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
The first Manx residents have received the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine today. The follow-up jab's given 3 weeks after the initial injection and protects most against the severe COVID-19 symptoms. But will this mean fewer people receive the first dose? The Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford.
No, it won't. Well, the way we've done it is we have kept back vaccine to be able to deliver second dose, because one of the things that is that the delivery of the vaccine isn't even over the next 9 months, and you have to have as your second dose the same vaccine as you had as your first. So we have held stock back in order to be able to guarantee that anyone who's had their first dose will get their second dose.
Now, we did have some concerns last week when a Man in Line caller said they turned up at the vaccination hub to find it closed. That case does seem to have been a misunderstanding, but are you sure the instructions over booking appointments are actually clear enough?
Yes, I've seen the letters myself that go out, and it is quite clear that people ring 111. 111 will then book in an appointment, will contact the person with a booked appointment, and that is the time and date for the person to attend, and it will tell them where to attend as well.
So if someone receives their letter today, how long will they have to wait for their second dose?
So in terms of getting the first dose, we're booking about 4 weeks in advance, 3 to 4 weeks in advance, and then their second dose will be 3 weeks after that.
We've also had some questions about a Ramsey hub. Jim wanted to know, in view of bad weather, when and where will a Ramsey hub be opened? We know we've got Ronald's Way, also Chester Street as well. What can you tell us hub-wise?
So hub-wise, there's three venues under consideration in relation to Ramsey. That's why we haven't announced it yet, because all three venues are potentially suitable, but we want to make sure we've got the right one clinically, because this is a clinical process. And we will open it in line with the increase in deliveries of vaccine into the island, which will be late February.
Do we know when the first Moderna jabs are going to arrive here?
The Moderna jab isn't expected until spring. The UK won't receive its first orders of Moderna until spring, and that will be when we receive ours as well.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
The Isle of Man Treasury is to inject between £5 and £7 million into existing coronavirus support schemes into next month. The claim period for the £200 a week MIRA benefit will continue for 2 weeks, with the salary support scheme now to run through February. Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon.
Not everybody can return on the day that we lift the restrictions. There may well be valid reasons why that is so. And also, it does take a while for some businesses in certain circumstances to actually get their cash flow up and running again. So in order to give people that extra bit of support and ensure that we gave as much protection to jobs as possible, then we've extended the schemes MIRA till the 8th of February and runs through till the 14th, which will be the last payment day, and the salary support for the month of February. And of course, now it's open, particularly salary support, we have opened, you know, for businesses who qualify. So anybody applying for February's salary support will be asked to determine that they are suffering from the relevant criteria in terms of their turnover.
£5 to £7 million is expected for this extension. That's an awful lot of money. I mean, can we afford this, to continue this support?
Well, we've made allowances for support in terms of our contingency planning. It's not an ideal situation, but we need to be ready to support the community in whatever circumstances are facing us. The short answer is yes, we can. It's actually in our best interests to pay this support in this way. It does ensure, obviously, having taken and putting the restrictions in place, will ensure that people can get back to work, that we can remove all the social distancing criteria and other restrictions, and actually the economy can get back to normal. So, yes, there is a cost. There was a cost to the outbreak and the restrictions that were put in place last year. But in overall terms, whilst it is expensive, undoubtedly, when you compare it to what other people are having to do in the economic and fiscal situation that other countries are facing, actually, I think we're standing up particularly well. But there's undoubtedly been a significant cost to all this, and I will make that clear to everybody when I deliver the budget in February.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Mamma Cree left Heysham at 1:58 this afternoon. She's currently reversing onto the Lynx Band in Douglas Harbour. Will be discharging, recharging and setting off at 7:45. Heading for Heysham, arriving there about 11:30. The overnight departure from Heysham, 2:15, back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A sexual assault referral centre should be up and running on the Isle of Man by July, possibly August of this year. Currently, victims of sexual abuse have to travel to the UK for forensic examination. The plans are progressing in the coming weeks. Here's the Home Affairs Minister, Graham Cregeen.
The site's now been allocated, so we're working with the Department of Health and Social Care on this. So we've now got the site confirmed, and we hope to be going out to tender for the capital works to be progressed, and hopefully we can get that out sort of this month, early next month.
And has there been any change to the to that process that you potentially, well, effectively inherited when you came in? Do people still have to travel to the UK, as some people describe it, in the clothes they were wearing?
Unfortunately, there hasn't been any change. And like I said, because we don't have any qualified sexual offence forensic examiners here, that's part of the reason. And we've also got to make sure these people have continuous development in their field. So the training has to be continuous as well. So it's not just a case of switching a service on. We've got to ensure that we've got the correct people properly trained and the proper facility there.
On sort of the list of your priorities, how high would you rank this?
Oh, this is one of the top priorities that we need to get done. The problem that we had was trying to get this project manager in place. And now that person, we've had meetings with them. We're now drawing up the specifications are there. And then Department of Health will be hopefully sorting out some of the personnel there. But it is a high priority because, like I said, it's not acceptable that we're sending people away. And there may be cases that we can't deal with here, but we should reduce the number of people who have to be taken away.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing.
Good evening. It's 19 minutes before 6. On the Isle of Man, Boston multi-family office has announced the promotion of Sarah Ingratia to Managing Director of its Isle of Man division, Boston Limited. Isle of Man, a role formerly held by Alex McNee, who now becomes the Boston Group Chief Operating Officer. Sarah was previously Client Services Director and has experience in trust and corporate industry with Barclays Private Bank and Trust and Ernst & Young, as well as 10 years with Boston. In the UK, fraud has reached epidemic levels and should be seen as a national security issue, according to the Royal United Services Institute. The RUSI is a think tank and says the scale of credit card, identity and cyber fraud in the UK makes it the most prevalent crime, costing up to £190 billion, with a B, pounds per year. The RUSI implies that UK intelligence agencies should play a greater role in the response, with more resources and a hand-in-hand relationship with the private sector. The report argues that the scale of fraud in the UK against the private sector has an impact on the reputation of the UK as a place to do business, and it's the crime UK citizens are most likely to fall victim to. The crime survey for England and Wales found 3.7 million reported incidents in 2019-20 of members of the public being targeted by credit card identity and cyber fraud.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed sharply lower. The dollar steadied as currency markets were torn between optimism about the US stimulus plans and the reality of slow vaccine rollout. Oil held steady. Gold paired gains, but expectations of the fresh US fiscal stimulus underpinned the bullion ahead of its this Fed Reserve meeting. In corporate news, shares with exposure to travel and leisure were weaker, with the BA parent IAG, GKN owner Melrose, caterer Compass and the engine maker Rolls-Royce all down. On the upside, dollar owners were on the rise, so Reckitt, AstraZeneca and GlaxoSmithKline higher. And the numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 was down 0.8% at 6,638. The DAX in Frankfurt was down 1.6% at 13,643. Currently in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.8% at 30,729. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, flat at 13,539. And the S&P 500 in the Midwest down 0.5% at 3,824. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 36.6 cents, €1 12.5 cents, and 20 South African rand 80.6 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up 0.2% at $1,855 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down just over 1% at $55.52.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
It's a quarter to six on Manx Radio, and even if you're listening to this update as a podcast, it could be any time, anywhere. And thank you for being part of the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. People on the Isle of Man are being urged to attend their appointments at the Breast Clinic despite the ongoing pandemic. The Department of Health and Social Care has drafted in a locum consultant to run additional clinics, the first of which took place this weekend. It's after a backlog in the breast service saw the normal two-week waiting time slip, and the move has been backed by the Manx Breast Cancer Support Group Chairman Julie Stokes.
We're really pleased with the reaction from the department. They're really, really pulling out all the stops to get this sorted. And yes, clinics, you know, are going to be on Saturdays and Sundays until they get to where they need to be with this.
And Julie, what would you say to anyone who will be called for an appointment but maybe is apprehensive about going into the hospital setting, particularly as we are still in this lockdown period?
Well, as far as breast screening is concerned, you know, breast screening is fully operational and it's a very safe environment there. You know, there's no problems at all. Unfortunately, due to having to stop breast screening during last year's lockdown, we're still running a bit behind on that. But currently we have people who are cancelling and not showing up because they don't really want to go to the hospital, if you like. Half of the breast cancers we find on our island are actually found through our amazing breast screening service. So, you know, we really do need people to go. So I ask you, please, if you have an appointment, please show up for it. That will help the whole thing run much more smoothly.
And just finally, Julie, the department has mentioned in its press release that these extra clinics are an interim measure, and obviously they're going to have to look to find a longer term solution. Is that something that you guys will be working with them on, trying to find that solution for the long term?
We're always, always keen to work with the department. We have a really good relationship with them, and we've already offered to fund training for extra mammographers in the service. So, yeah, we're right behind them on that. And, you know, they will do the extra clinics till they catch up, and that will be great. And I'd like to say thank you very much to the team for coming in and doing this. You know, it's really good of them.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, a legend in the TT community, has passed away at the age of 92. York man Ted Fenwick spent 28 years racing and competed in the very first pre-TT Classic Road races back in 1988. He continued to race annually on the Boulogne course up to and including 2016, winning the pre-TT Classic race six times. Many of his fellow riders have described him as the gentleman of road racing. Everyone involved with Southern 100 Racing has expressed their sincere condolences to his family and friends at this sad time. Fell runners across the Isle of Man are ready and raring to go straight after lockdown lifts. The 2021 Callum Wild-sponsored Manx Fell League is due to start on Saturday the 6th of February. The Ardwellan Fell Race will be based at the Outdoor Pursuit Centre in West Baldwin. Start time is at 1:30 in the afternoon, with registration in the centre's lecture room from 12:15 until 1:15. Full safety gear is compulsory to all competitors and minimum age is 18 years. The opening round of the Junior Championships is also set to be held that same day. However, this will be run over a shorter 5-kilometre course. The minimum age to compete in the juniors is 12 years old. More details on entry requirements and also details on how to enter can be found online at manxradio.com on our sports page. Further afield in tennis, and the WTA has created a tournament exclusively for the players unable to leave their rooms during quarantine for the Australian Open. The 28-player draw will start on the 3rd of February, allowing players 4 days of practice before the main tournament. The ATP events scheduled for the week before the Australian Open will be pushed back by 24 hours. 72 players are currently confined to their rooms after positive cases on the chartered planes that brought them to Australia.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
Monday evening, live from the Isle of Man, it's 11 minutes before 6. One departure, one arrival from Ronaldsway, the 10 to 5. patient transfer plane, the Logan Air to Liverpool, left a minute early. It's back this evening at 6:40. On the road, Cronk Road in Port St Mary is closed for gas main replacement. Station Park in Colby closed for curb replacement and resurfacing. And Westlands in Peel is closed for demolition, refurb and extension works. And the face closures for water main replacement and sewage infrastructure roll on in Peel from the House of Mananin to the Boatyard through until the start of March. Also remember that unnamed lane at the back of Duke Street by Villiers Square in Douglas is closed through till the start of June as they rebuild numbers 42 to 50 in Duke Street. As I mentioned, the Bemercree is in harbour. Mountain Road is closed, of course. Hopefully that'll be clearer later on this week.
Quayside Tyres use Xmas to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
Manx Gas customers are still paying higher prices as the energy company and government have so far failed to sign off a new regulatory deal. It was approved by Tim Wall last November to replace the 2015 agreement, but two sides are still split on detail. Alex Watton spoke to Ewan Gaunt and they explained the benefits of this new deal.
Campaigners breathed a sigh of relief when Tim Wall approved the terms of a new deal with Manx Gas last year. After what were described as tough negotiations with the Cabinet Office, the energy company agreed to a £93 rebate on 2020 bills, with the same reduction in tariffs promised for customers in 2021. The return on capital for Manx Gas will reduce under the agreement to 6.99%, down from the near 10% it received in the widely criticised 2015 deal.
So why hasn't a deal been agreed?
The companies raised repeated concerns about who would regulate the new agreement and oversee the determination of tariffs. It had been agreed that the Communications Commission, with the snappy new title, the Communications and Utilities Regulatory Authority, would take on this role. Well, that board's membership was changed to remove the political chair and replace it with a non-voting political member. But Manx Gas still wants reassurance this would be independent. It's understood this is a hang-up for the company, which only submitted financial information for review on the 22nd of December.
How has this affected negotiations?
Government says this has had a significant impact on the ability to reach consensus, whereas Manx Gas says it's frustrated with a lack of progress. A spokesperson for the energy company, owned by Ancala Partners, told Manx Radio the draft contract was first received on the 4th of December and was returned to the government with comments on the 14th of that month. Manx Gas has not received a response to those comments in over a month, it says. It's urging government to agree to the full contract and to allow customers to benefit from those lower prices and that refund for last year. Tynwald gave the two sides until the end of December last year to finalise that deal, so it remains to be seen whether the government will be need to given a fresh mandate to reach an agreement.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Guernsey followed the Isle of Man into lockdown this weekend after four cases of COVID were discovered on the Channel Island. None of the four had recently travelled or were known contacts of cases. It's prompted a return to stay-at-home and social distancing rules. Now, with close links between our Public Health Directorate and colleagues in Guernsey, have a listen to a question put at the weekend by the BBC Guernsey reporter to Dr. Nicola Brink.
Ewan Duncan from BBC Guernsey. Dr. Brink, how closely have you looked at what the Isle of Man did recently when they got cases and the lockdown procedures they went through?
Yeah. So I speak to the Director of Public Health regularly at the Isle of Man. She and I have worked closely together throughout the pandemic, and I found having a relationship and discussing things with her is extremely useful. Now, the Isle of Man went into a short, sharp circuit breaker, and in fact, many of the things that we're proposing, the structure we're proposing, is very similar and something that Dr. Hewitt and I have discussed on a number of occasions. So, yes, it is a similar process to what they followed. And as you probably know, is that they're starting to step away from it now, and their lockdown has been very effective.
Yeah, and they're just coming out of lockdown now. Yes. Are you happy with what you've seen from their data, what they've done, that this will be a similarly successful model?
I think we can't control for all the variables because we don't know our situation might be slightly different from their situation. So, but the principles that they used, I think, are absolutely sound, and we agree with them entirely.
Bad news, if you like motorsport. The Manx National Rally's been cancelled due to the pandemic. It had due to be taking place on the 14th and 15th of May, but restrictions in place here and in the UK have forced organisers to call it off. It's not all doom and gloom. Some local events ready and raring to go. Rhiann Evans spoke to the president of Manx Motorsport, Mark Ellison.
No, it didn't. We've been considering it now for quite a number of months, but we thought that, to be honest with you, that if we were to go and make a decision, then really we've got to leave it till as late as possible, and we thought mid of January would be the fair time.
How's morale among people who are so invested in rallying?
They all can't wait to get back to driving down the lanes and the tracks and the roads. It is low at the moment, but at least we've got something to look forward to.
Well, yeah, you mentioned that, and you're actually holding a one-day event for locals in May. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, we're not only just holding a one-day event in May, we're also holding, we've got our little Derby event on beforehand, which is a single venue stage rally, which is on March the 6th, and if anyone's available to help and volunteer on that, we're much appreciated. But instead of having the May National, which of course is a major event, it is also important, because we've got to remember that we are a local club and we're here for our local competitors, that we hold an event for them and for the volunteers that are here on the island. So we have a one-day event, a total of six stages. Three stages run twice. Two of those stages are run in the morning, roughly an 8-mile stage and a 6-mile stage. And then in the afternoon, we have one that's close to 14 miles. And we're looking at somewhere in the region of 55 to 60 stage miles, which is quite a significant amount of mileage for a one-day event, bearing in mind the resources that we do have here on the Isle of Man. We will be more than able to take on the majority of people in majority of roles, but we do need them. We're going to need this for... It's an important event for the island and for the people here.
That's for update tonight. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton, producer Ewan Gorn. Update returns tomorrow evening at 5:30. It's brought to you by the resources of Manx Radio's news department. And if you need more, if you want to hear more, you'll hear all the stories and much more interviews and podcasts and the web's biggest source of Manx videos at manxradio.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. And stay around for Chris Kinley.